talk about this great fan base. I mean, look at all the people that are here today, and we're nowhere near football season. But a lot of the reason that we're all here today is because of you gentlemen. Can you talk about your relationship with the fans here in Northeast Ohio and why it's so important to the lifeblood of the Browns today?
From the time that I joined this organization as a first-year player back, you know, a long time ago, 1964, the fan base was terrific to me, but not only to me, to all of the Browns. If you were a Cleveland Brown in this town, the fans recognized you, they supported you, they were behind you 1,000%, and of course, that old stadium would have 85,000 standing room only fans, and they were our inspiration, and hopefully that will be renewed again.
I grew up in Detroit, and as a child, we got to go see Jim Brown, and we said, I want to see how he does against Joe Schmidt, because it's Jim Brown and Sam Huff. And I remember those days, like, I'm your guy's age. I was born in 51, and Jim started in 57. I was six years old. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, it was unbelievable. This is as big a thrill for me as it is for you guys, by Jim Brown and Paul, because my whole family saying, you're actually sitting with Jim Brown? I said, yep, I'm going to do it.
I think Cleveland would be considered the number one group of fans that have the knowledge of the game and who have the loyalty of sticking with their team through the ups and downs. Because the history of this city is based upon the people. And this is very special. You know, I've been in trouble a couple of times and they still stuck by me. And I come back as an old guy, they still remember me. And we always gonna share that championship. And I'm gonna always speak well of Cleveland. And when you talk about football knowledge, when you talk about the dog pound, and you talk about rabbit fans, this is the place. And you are the greatest fans in the world. And we're so glad, the three of us, to be here to interface with you in this very personal way. And just remember, I'm always going to be a Cleveland Brown. I can't do a doggone thing about it. So thank goodness we have a great coach now. And we're going to see some progress. I guarantee you that.